Budget 2022-23 also proposed certain reforms in special economic zones. The proposals are to undertake customs administration of special economic zones to make it fully IT-driven on Customs National Portal. It will focus on higher facilitation and ease of doing business by special economic zones units. These reforms are proposed to be implemented by 30th September 2022. Some of the rationalization of provisions of customs are as follows. Section 234 of Customs Act 1962 is modified to specifically state that assignment of functions to a custom officer by board or commissioner will be governed by new provision of Section 51A and 51B of Customs Act 1962. Section 3 of Customs Act 1962 is being amended to include officers of DRI, audit and preventive formation in classes of officers to remove ambiguity in class of officers under customs. Section 51A and 1B of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to provide explicit power of assignment of function to officers by board or commissioner, which in turn address the infirmity observed by courts in recent judgment requiring specific provision for such assignment of functions. Section 5, subclause 4 of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to delineate the criteria of board to impose limitations while assigning functions to the officer to regulate jurisdiction of officer considering faceless measures of customs. Section 5, subclause 5 of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to include concurrent exercise of powers by two or more officers to ensure proper management of assigned works. Section 14 of Customs Act 1962 is being amended to enable board to specify additional obligations on importers in case of importer declared value of specified imports to address issue of undervaluation of declared value. Section 28E of Customs Act 1962 is being amended to rationalize provisions of application of advance ruling for certain specified category of applicants. Section 28H of Customs Act 1962 is being amended to prescribe appropriate fee to apply for advance ruling and extend flexibility to the applicant to withdraw application before pronouncement of ruling. Section 281 of Customs Act 1962 is being amended to relax the mandatory condition of members' signature on ruling before circulation, however, prescribed certification is retained compulsory. Section 28J, subclause 2 of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to provide validity of advance ruling for a period of 3 years or up till change in law or facts of this case, whichever is earlier. Section 110AA of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to affirm the principle that wherever during the original function exercised by an officer, any matter subject to subsequent inquiry, investigation, etc., then such officer will have sole authority for initiating such further actions. Section 135AA of Customs Act 1962 is being inserted to prohibit circulation of data of assessees unless provided by the law to ensure data integrity. Clause 96 is inserted in Finance Bill 2022, which seeks to validate of action of officers envisaged under amended Section 3 of Customs Act 1962 being appointed by central government or board before commencement of Finance Act 2022.